I think it's a very important signal. Already the China-U.S. Trade war intentions, in particular Donald Trump's flipping from the truce at Buenos Aires to the first round of additional tariffs and the threat of more. It was harming the real economy of the United States and China, two big global economic powerhouses, engines of global growth, even if it was benefiting through trade diversion a number of the neighbors, Vietnam, Japan, Canada, China's partner in Canada, too. But the confidence effect, I think, will be the big one. Oh, business of the world can have the confidence.
Then do you expect further progress from the negotiations between the two countries, given President Trump's re-election campaign seems not going so well as that of his Democratic competitors?
Oh, I think the election in the United States was a real incentive for Donald Trump to move forward, to resume his trade negotiations and to call a trade truce with President Xi. Already his base of farmers in the Midwest, also afflicted by floods, were hurting. The people who put him in power in the old industrial districts, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, they were feeling the pain. And he was losing support in a number of the states, which he needed and does need to win. I think as we move closer to the election, with the American economy probably slowing down, times will get tougher for those people. So that will be the greatest enforcement mechanism, a political enforcement mechanism, for Donald Trump to keep his word, right?
That said, President Trump is renowned for his unpredictability. Do you see there might be some changes coming? I mean, do you expect him to keep his promise he made to President Xi not to impose further tariffs on $300 billion of Chinese goods and resumption of the negotiations?
Oh, he'll keep both of those because he knows that if he reneges yet again, having reneged on his Buenos Aires G20 promise for a trade truce, probably the stock markets will crash and he says the success of my policies is seen in the stock markets going up. So this will be very bad for his election prospects. Everybody will say, oh, Donald Trump's economic policies are not working. A lot of his wealthy supporters have money in the stock market, right? And a lot of ordinary Americans do in their pension plans or mutual funds. So if they say they're a wealth decline because Donald Trump reneged, they're going to punish him at the polls. So that's an instant enforcement mechanism. Now, it does depend, of course, on the Chinese side being reasonable in terms of the balanced bargain and what they put on the table with the United States and Donald Trump. You never quite know, but I think it's likely that this will be a truce that lasts longer than the last one did and probably produce better results.